people in the world also talk about the highest in the world, but that is only for one life, for one birth.
Highest, sixth in the kalpa.
But your children are the highest and the most elevated ones. In the whole kalpa, you have been the most elevated of all. In the whole kalpa, you know about this, don't you? Look at your eternal stage. The original stage. In that stage, all of you souls are those who stay very close, very near the Father. Can you visualize it? In your original form, you are very close with the Father. You are such elevated souls who are very close to the Father. All are with the Father. Anyway, but your place is very near. Therefore, in your original form, you are the highest on high. Then, at the beginning of the cycle,
sabhi bacche dev pad dhari,
when all the children are in their deity form with the deity status, are you able to remember your divine deity form? At the beginning, you are embodiments of all attainments too.
Dhana, mana, dhana, arjana, chari swarupame, srishti.
In all your four forms, that is, your body, mind,
sada,
wealth, relationships, in all four ways, you are complete, you are fully accomplished with all attainments. No one else, no other soul ever gets such a high deity status, whether there are prophet souls or religious souls. But no one attains the stage you attain, in which you get all the attainments whereby no one there experiences to be lacking in anything. Then come to the middle period in the cycle. even in that middle period of the cycle. You souls become worthy of being worshipped. That is, your images are worshipped. No other souls are worshipped in an accurate manner in the way you are worshipped.
Jaise aap pooja atmao ki vidhi purvak pooja hoti hai, to socho.
You souls are worshipped.
Aur kiski puja hoti hai?
In such an accurate manner in which no other soul is ever worshipped. For example, every action you perform is also worshipped. Why? Because you become karma yogis in action.
To puja bhi.
Therefore,
har karam ki hoti.
Every action of yours is worshipped. That is,
chahe dharam atma,
it becomes holy. Even if there are religious souls or great souls, their images are worshipped too in the temples. They are kept along with the deity images. But they are not worshipped in the way the deities are worshipped. Therefore, even in the middle period, you are the highest. That is, you are the most elevated ones. And then come to the last period of the cycle.
Andhkar mein bhi.
Even in the last period,
Avasankambar.
That is, at the end of the cycle, at Sangam Yuga, you are the elevated souls. What is your speciality? In what way are you elevated now to?
Bab Dada Param Atma or Adi Atma.
God Himself
and
the Father of all humanity, that is, from both Bap and Dada, the Supreme Father and the Father of humanity, you take sustenance, you also study from them, and you take Srimad from them That is, you claim the rights from the Sadguru too. Therefore, in your original stage, the beginning stage, the middle stage, and now at the end, in the last stage, you are the highest. You are the elevated ones. Do you have that much intoxication? Bab Dada says, now emerge this awareness in your mind, in your intellect. Create that awareness of all your attainments.
Jitna smriti ko.
That is, churn about your attainments. As much you will emerge this awareness in you, that much this awareness will lead you to spiritual intoxication and happiness. You will become powerful too. You have become such elevated souls.